Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of our FootballDiehards.com podcast. I'm Jeff Renetti. Happy holidays to you, everybody. Hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving holiday with all the football action, some interesting games, but really some expected results with the Cowboys rolling, Tennessee rolling, Arizona losing, a little bit of a surprise with the way that they lost, but that was going to be a tough game to begin with. But some interesting games, some fantasy numbers galore, that is for sure, with some of the output. You look at Brian Westbrook, only the fourth person in NFL history to do what he did as far as putting up the yards on the ground, the two touchdowns on the ground, the two in the air. Wow, what a day for Brian Westbrook, just finding that end zone over and over and over again. Hopefully people who have had Westbrook and fought through those injuries with him were enjoying their Thursday with Brian Westbrook. It's getting close to the end of the year, of course, with the playoffs right around the corner for some teams, the high-stakes leagues in the playoffs, so these marquee performances are very, very important, to say the least. Joining us now on our FootballDiehards.com podcast is our Friday expert, Joe Hebert, back in the program. Joe, happy holidays. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
Very good. Good to talk to you, and just talking a little bit about the marquee games that we had on Thursday with a couple of expected results, and then the Cardinals getting blown out against the Eagles. The Eagles making that interesting, but we've got some great games the rest of this week. Boy, what did you think of first off, though, about those Thursday games and especially the performance of Brian Westbrook?
Yeah, Westbrook was truly studly. I have to admit, I was pretty much recommending people avoid him because going into that game, between his ankle and his knee, it looked really shaky as to what you're going to get out of him. But he sure manned up with so much on the line for the Eagles, and he was just studly.
So did Donovan McNabb, of course, after getting benched the week before. He shows up and does some things, and there's a lot of rumors about his future, of course, but McNabb's still proving he has value.
Yeah, throwing for four touchdowns like that. He was really basking in the glow of that with his after-game comments, too. He really enjoyed that. So he's still extremely competitive, and he's always been prone to those runs where he has a game or two where he's just not very good. But overall, he is a quality quarterback, and I think Philadelphia will really regret letting him go should that come to pass.
What about the Cowboys' performances? They win 34-9. They get some of their players going. What did you think about them, and what do you think about their future the rest of the season?
I thought it was a nice game for them, but really that game was not much of a test for them. I mean, had they stumbled there, that really would have been extremely disappointing. They really just did what they were expected to do. I think the big tests are still up front for them to come, and we'll see how they do.
And Lendell White in the Tennessee game after the week before, we only got one carry and was talking about the coaches, goes for two touchdowns and 106. I guess the coaches heard him.
Exactly, and nothing cures your ills like facing the Detroit Lions, so there you go.
That's for sure. Let's get to some of our starts and sits for the rest of the week and talk about some of the players that you would sit down, some of the players that you'd start. And, you know, obviously we look at some of the obscure players as well as you roll through this every Friday. What about quarterback? Who's some guys you like and then don't like this week?
Sure. For those of you reaching down your bench this week and looking for somebody to get out there and help you out if possible, one of the guys I've identified this week is Gus Frerotte. The Bears have the 30th ranked pass defense in the league, and the Vikings are playing at home, so that means good weather for them. And while the Bears should be looking for Adrian Peterson, as any defense will, hopefully there should be some play-action passes out there available for Frerotte. Another player I like this week is Trent Edwards. Edwards had a couple weeks there where he was really struggling, but it seemed like with the return of Josh Reed last weekend, his game really picked up, and he even found his legs for a couple of running touchdowns. So that was pretty exciting for Edwards, and I think he can carry that forward going against the 49ers. One more for those of you who are truly desperate and may have this name still stacked away on your bench, Derek Anderson is back on the field. And while he's facing a very tough Colts defense, the thing is the Colts offense is going to just totally dominate that Browns defense, and that should mean Anderson dropping back a lot to throw. And, you know, he here in fantasy football is opportunity, and
no doubt.
Anderson will probably get throws in this game. And hopefully if Edwards catches more than he drops, you know, he can actually post some numbers.
Yeah, Anderson's going to be an interesting one, especially for his future. It's going to be a tough matchup, obviously, this week and the rest of the season for him. But he has his opportunity back. A lot of people don't get a second chance.
Exactly. And while Cornell has basically said that, you know, we're going to go with Brady Quinn next year, I don't think Cornell is going to be there to make that call next year. So I think the way the contracts are structured there, what makes sense to happen still will be for Anderson to be let go and for Quinn to get that job, regardless of who's going to be that head coach next year.
What about the running back position? Who are some guys you like and don't like?
Well, again, reaching a little bit deeper on your bench, I like Leon Washington this week. Nothing says Christmas in the NFL like going against Denver in a snow game, and hopefully that's what we'll be seeing. And clearly Thomas Jones is still the, you know, the A choice for the Jets, but there should be plenty of opportunities going around, and Washington should get a share, and we all know he only needs a handful of carries to come up with something magical and get something going for you. Another play I like this week is Ricky Williams with the Dolphins.
Huh.
They're going against the Rams, and once again, this should be a matchup where the Dolphins should be able to grind out a victory on the ground. And between Brown and Williams, I think they'll both get their share, and I think Williams, he still gets his 10 to 12 carries a week, and that could be pretty significant against the Rams. And one more name I'll throw out for you is Justin Fargas. He's still the starter in spite of everything Darren McFadden has done or not done over there. And this week they got the Chiefs, and I still expect Fargas to get the majority of those carries, and that should mean some production for you.
Excellent. Wrap us up with your thoughts on some wide receivers or tight ends this week.
Okay. For wide receivers, looking down your bench, Greg Camarillo has been lost for the Dolphins for the year, and that has opened the door for Devon Best to step on through and take that starting job. I think it'll be interesting to see what he can get done this week, and he's got a nice opportunity there, and I'd probably play him more in a PPR league than look for anything huge as far as yards and touchdowns out of him, but he could be a play for you. Another play is Mark Bradley with the Chiefs. He's currently struggling with a calf injury, but should he get himself on the field, which will be determined probably by today's practice, we'll know a lot more about what's going on there. If he gets that start Sunday, then he'll be going up against the Raiders, and while Dwayne Bowe, you know, pulls the big coverage of Hashimawa over there, that should mean Bradley is available for the offense to use. And one more player I'll go with is Michael Jenkins with the Falcons. They're playing the Chargers, who still have the league's worst pass defense, but, you know, that defense is starting to come around with Ron Rivera there, but they're still not the old Chargers. So I think Jenkins can also be productive in that game.
Any players in general today that you really don't like?
Heading back from the top, maybe back to the quarterbacks, I'd be aware maybe a little bit of Matt Cassel. I mean, he's coming off those consecutive 400-yard games, which is awesome. But unfortunately, the fire hose is out this week when he goes against the Steelers. So
no doubt.
I'm not expecting him to get anywhere near those numbers. Hitting the running backs for a dud, Peyton Hillis has had a couple of nice weeks here in a row. But, again, it's a matchup issue, and this week he's got the Jets, and the Jets' defense just totally shuts down the running game, and I don't expect a whole lot out of Hillis at all. I think that game's going to feature Cutler passing left, right, and center all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And my dud among the receivers, I would probably say Steve Smith of Carolina. It's his turn to face that deadly Packers cornerback duo, and they do a great job. And I know last week I had picked Colston to get shut down by them, and other than that one 70-yard pass where they lost coverage on the scramble, that was going to turn out pretty well for me. But I think it's Smith's turn to face them and have a rough day at the office.
You know, I noticed for your studs, you picked a couple of people to go up against the Rams and a couple of people go up against the, I see a trend developing here in who you're choosing.
Absolutely. I mean, the key to fantasy, once you get past your superstars and you know your players who are just not going to perform regardless,
yep.
Everything else, you're looking at matchups. And so you want to pick in the passing game against the worst pass defenses. You want to pick in the running game against the worst run defenses. And you combine that with the players who are getting the opportunities, so those who should be starting on the field and getting touches, and that's where you're finding your production from.
Hey, Joe, we really appreciate your time. Happy holidays to you and your family, and we'll catch you next week for sure.
Thanks, Jeff. Same to you and all the listeners as well.
That is Joe Hebert, one of our best out there. He gives us our studs and duds each and every week. Find some people more obscure off the end of that bench, who to start, who to sit. If you're getting by your studs and you're saying, boy, who's my third receiver? Who's my second running back? What happens if this player gets hurt? Well, Joe and All of us here at Football Diehards will help you out. Email questions for our experts. Welcome at Vern, V-E-R-N, at footballdiehards.com. Until next Monday, have a great weekend, everybody. Good luck out there. I'm Jeff Fernetti. So long for your footballdiehards.com podcast.